Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Large. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. I want to take a second here to tell you about Amazon. If you go to our website at tailgateradio.com, hit the Amazon link to make your purchases. They kick back a few dollars to us. It doesn't cost you anything. They kick back a few dollars to us to help keep this show free for you to listen to and enjoy throughout the year. That's Amazon over at our website at tailgateradio.com. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border,
and now we do it, baby.
It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom lights and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode, episode 73. We got a great show for you this week. We've got Dawn Murphy. She's the host of Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. She's going to talk to you about all things NASCAR and motorsports, and she's one badass chick. There's no doubt about it. She knows her motorsports. She knows all sports. She was a host on ESPN affiliate here in Texas and has been around sports for many, many years. Actually played college basketball. We might jump into that, but she is going to be joining us this week. A great show, a great guest always here on Tailgate Radio. So we've got that great interview coming up. Before we get started, I just want to tell you about some things going on here at Tailgate Radio. Football season's over. I know we had the hangover episode last week, and you're trying to figure out, well, what the heck am I going to do? I'm not really a motorsports person, or maybe you are a motorsports person. If you like NASCAR, then you are good to go for the next 10 months. Is that how it works? 10 months? I know they crank up the Daytona 500 and then roll on from February all the way through November. But what if you're not a motorsports fan? Well, we're going to be talking to both groups. We've got the great interview with Dawn coming up for all you gearheads and people that love NASCAR. What are you going to do in the meantime? Well, you know, there are some things that you can do. There are some places you can go. You know, you're not alone. You have help here. Here at Tailgate Radio, we can support you. The first thing you can do is you can go to our website at tailgateradio.com, where you can relive the glory of last season's tailgating season. The fans, the recipes, the personalities. A lot of cool stuff over there at Tailgate Radio and tailgateradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio, over at Facebook at Tailgate Training Camp. And we've got some new features that are going to be coming up real shortly. We're going to be starting to do, the first thing I can tell you is that we're going to be doing a complimentary show. Every week, it's going to be a 10 to 15 minute show every week, and it's going to be on a different channel, so you're going to have to subscribe to it, and we'll give you all the details, but it's going to be called Game Day Gadgets, and we are going to be highlighting, featuring, spotlighting all of the great gear that sports fans take with them on game day, whether it's a cooking implement, a cooking accessory, a new cooler with a cool feature, no pun intended. We're going to expose and give light to maybe some companies you've never heard of, maybe small companies that have just gotten started. Maybe they're on a Kickstarter campaign and they need some additional exposure. We're going to bring those people to you every single week because we feel like that is a compliment to the game day experience. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, that's great. You're going to tell us about it. You're going to interview these people, but we're not going to be able to see it. We're not going to be able to touch it. We're not going to be able to. Well, hold on there, partner. Because we are going to show you. We are going to be able to create some demonstrable. How you like that for a word? Demonstrable. That means you're able to demonstrate it. We're going to be able to do that because we're going to be doing some video content for Game Day Gadgets. It'll be available on that website at gamedaygadgets.com. It's not up yet, but it's on the way. So we're going to have some video content there, but we're also going to be doing some live periscoping right here on our Tailgate Radio Periscope, which is at Tailgate Radio on Periscope. We're going to be doing some live demonstrations with some of the products so that you can see them. You can almost touch them, feel them, hold them, caress them. All the things that you want to do with a product before you go out there and purchase it. And when you do purchase it, I would just remind you, go over to our Amazon link on our website at tailgateradio.com to make that purchase. And they'll kick back a few bucks to us. It doesn't cost you anything extra. I think I mentioned that in our intro. But it's just a cool way. If you're going to Amazon anyway, give us a little mashugana there. And buy something through our link. We would greatly appreciate it. And I know it'll help keep the lights on and the studio equipment running here at Game Day Media Enterprises. So those are some things you can do immediately to fight that depression that you may be feeling of, yeah, I'm a football guy and football season is over and now I don't know what to do. You got March Madness coming up. That's a great sporting event. I would also suggest college baseball, minor league baseball, and, of course, the bigs. Those are fantastic opportunities to tailgate. And a lot of the minor league stadiums for baseball, I love visiting minor league stadiums because they have cool traditions. It's almost like a college atmosphere. They have a lot fewer restrictions. Parking is usually free or cheap. And the game experience is a lot of fun. So go out and see a baseball game. Go check out the Macon Whoopee over in Georgia. Or the St. Paul Saints. Or the Alpine Cowboys. Or the El Paso Chihuahuas. Or the Albuquerque Isotopes. Yeah, that's real. Not just on The Simpsons. That's a real team. So go enjoy some minor league baseball. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have a good friend and great host of Track Smack with Don Murphy. You're going to get caught up on everything you need to know about this season's NASCAR events and the upcoming season. So when we come back, we will have Don Murphy, the gear babe. She probably wouldn't want me to call her that. But she is a knowledgeable and fantastic resource in the world of NASCAR. So we'll be back with that great interview when we come back with more Tailgate Radio.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting. So why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text. And together, we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
The drivers. The cars. The sounds from the track.
Hold on to the wheel with both hands, man.
It's time for Track Smack with Don Murphy. And now, your host who tells them she ain't speeding, she's qualifying, Don Murphy.
And we're back here on Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. And you know what? Football season is in the rearview mirror, no pun intended, and it is time for NASCAR season. And there's not another person on this planet I want to talk about NASCAR and knows more about NASCAR than my guest right now. Coming into Tailgate Radio is Don Murphy, host of Track Smack with Don Murphy. You can listen to her every week on iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, Podomatic, Audio Boom. at our website at Track Smack Radio. Welcome in Dawn Murphy. Hey, Dawn.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am doing great. Well, it's a race Sunday, so of course I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, NASCAR, they've got it figured out because they have the biggest race of the year right out of the chute. So that always creates so much excitement. Daytona 500 has always been a tradition that, you know, even the non-fans, it's kind of like I always equate it to like the Kentucky Derby. I'm not a horse guy, but I always watch the Kentucky Derby. And I think people that are non-race fans always watch the Daytona 500. But we've got another new season of NASCAR that is coming at us full force. What can you tell us about this year's NASCAR and maybe some changes or some additions or just some dirt that may exist in the world of NASCAR?
Well, you talk about coming full force. It's coming full force with a new downforce package, something that NASCAR had been working on over the last few seasons. Last year, though, we got a little taste of it at Kentucky and a couple of other places, and the drivers absolutely loved it. And I mean, if you're a real gearhead and you're into the specifics and stuff, I'll give you a few specifics, and it'll mean a lot to you. If you're like me and know absolutely nothing about cars, it's just going to sound like some girl rattling off some information that she probably doesn't even know all that much about. And guess what? You're right.
Yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about. So educate the masses, please.
Well, basically, at all of the tracks this year, except for the two super speedways, so except for Talladega and Daytona, they're going to be running a new 3.5-inch high rear spoiler on the back of the car, which last season it was currently 6 inches, so half of that now. They're running a 0.25-inch front splitter leading edge, which currently the front splitter was at, or not currently, last year the front splitter was at 2 inches. So they dramatically, you know, cut that in half. And then a 33-inch wide radiator pan, which last season was 38 inches. All of that is going to help as far as the aerodynamics go on the car. It's going to create more downforce on the car. And so also they've implemented that the rear gear ratios have been adjusted to maintain 9,000 RPMs for their maximum engine speed. That just blows your mind. If you're your average person thinking of going to buy a car, and you know that's one of the things that the guys talk about is, you know, your the max RPMs on this car, or how much horsepower and stuff, and then you hear the horsepower and RPMs that these cars run, it's just it gets a little cray cray. And they'll also be basically running a 1.38 third gear ratio for tracks smaller than the 1.25 miles. So there's just some different changes up on the cars to create a little more downforce on those cars. It helps slow them down into the corners, so it creates more passing. This is all technical stuff. The other thing that's happening, too, is Goodyear, who, of course, supplies the tires to the teams, are running tire-specific tire packages to each track. And basically what they're doing is they have added some aerodynamic features that basically will soften up. They're meant to kind of give away faster and wear faster on these tracks, so they soften up. And folks in racing know that the softer the tire, the faster the car. The problem is sometimes when you get too soft, you get extreme tire wear very, very quickly, and that's when you lead to tires blowing out and that sort of thing. So, they've all been working really, really hard to balance these packages out as far as the tires and the downforce. The other big thing in the car is that now all cars have also gone to a digital dash inside of the car, whereas, you know, before you had the panel that looked like, you know, it had looked since like the 1950s, basically. I mean, it was just your old stock panel. Now it's all digital. It's sending everything back via computer. And I'm telling you, John, you want to get technical and you know, geeky on stuff. This stuff is amazing because in the end, what they're hoping to do with this kind of thing is eventually they will be able to supply fans. Fans will be able to log in and basically see what is going in and out of each one of these cars, what these cars are doing individually, what kind of tire pressures and all sorts of stuff that these cars will have. And that's kind of the future of where this digital dash is going. It's insane.
Yeah, NASCAR has always done a great job, I thought, of being thinking of the fans and being inclusive. I know you can get a package through like DirecTV and some of the cable stations where you can actually tune into that race, that driver's channel, and actually be in the cockpit with them and see everything, the speeds and all that. They've done a really good job of you know, creating that type of environment. Tell me how is NASCAR doing from a financial standpoint? Are they?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I know they have had some peaks and troughs like other sports organizations, and just wanted to get your opinion on where you thought they were and what the outlook was long term.
Well, you know, I mean, as opposed to pretty much all your other stick and ball sports, you know, as far as the professional level, NASCAR is the one that really, really is dependent on sponsorship money. It is a sponsorship driven sport, and that starts, of course, from the individual teams themselves, all the way up through NASCAR itself. NASCAR competes with their own teams for sponsorship. You know, they have to have each track sponsored. I mean, this is the final year that Sprint will be sponsoring the NASCAR Cup Series. So they will be looking, or they're currently looking for a new sponsor. I believe we should be hearing something here soon as to who will take over next season as the new Cup sponsorship. And a lot of speculation is out there that a lot of people are thinking that it's going to be like a Microsoft or someone like that, a tech-savvy company, because that is the way if you kind of look at NASCAR, that's been the trend since Nextel came in and took over for the Winston Cup, you know, back in the day. It has gone very much tech-savvy. Sprint has done a great job with it as far as the things that they have been able to bring to the fan base through phones and through technology. And it just seems like this is really the way that it's going to kind of continue to go. But you never know. Like I said, they've kept a pretty tight lip on who that's going to be. But fact of the matter is you know, it has hit the economy did hit this sport hard. You know, it's a sport that fans have to travel to. It's a sport that takes a weekend, an entire weekend. And for some people, if they're traveling there, they're there for a week camping or staying. And so there's a lot of money that goes into it from the standpoint of a fan all the way through track owners supplying, you know, employees to, you know, to the teams and to NASCAR themselves. But they've signed new TV deals. You know, the sport is continually growing and in the forefront of the public eye. And, you know, it has, let's just say it's not your good old boy Southern sport anymore. It is a worldwide phenomenon that more and more people are learning about daily and wanting a piece of.
I'm here with Dawn Murphy. She's the host of Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. You can catch it every week on many different platforms. Let's talk about the drivers. Going into, I would think it would be very difficult to prognosticate. You know, as you mentioned earlier with stick and ball sports, you can kind of take a look at trends and see which teams maintain their talent and which move on and who gets traded. But in NASCAR, it's such a long season and so many factors go into a driver's success. Is there anybody that or tell me who you think coming into the season looks real good, has a solid team behind them, solid sponsorships, and could be a game changer or make a real run for the cup at the end of the year?
It's funny that you say that because, again, you know, like most sports, when you come into a new season and you're going to try to do your, you know, predictions and those sort of things, usually you're going to give the momentum to whoever's coming off of the last season as a champion. You know, you're going to ride that momentum train. So a lot of people, of course, the comeback of Kyle Busch last season, and, you know, for your listeners that aren't familiar, Kyle, he's a guy that everyone likes to kind of love and hate. He's the Dallas Cowboys of or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, maybe even a Yankees if you want to use them as a you know, either you love him or you hate him. There's no middle ground. But the thing is the story that he had last season at the very first race of the season at Daytona, racing in the Xfinity Series, so the series right below the Sprint Cup Series, terrible wreck into the interior wall of the infield, and he basically broke both legs and missed, I want to say, 13, 14 races, missed about 3 months of the season, and came back and was already in a deficit, but came back, won four races to put him eligible to make the chase, and ended up winning the chase and winning the season in dramatic fashion last year. So, excuse me, he's with his owner, Joe Gibbs, of course, former Washington Redskins head coach. So Gibbs Racing, and they race in Toyotas. And a lot of the momentum this season coming off of Daytona, from what we saw last week, the Toyotas are strong, and the Joe Gibbs Racing stable is extremely strong. So I guess if you wanted to look at it straight from that standpoint, what you saw last week at Daytona, you would have to give the nod to Joe Gibbs Racing. But it's really hard to predict that. I'm so sorry. Allergies are so bad right now. So,
No worries. Well, let's shift gears and let's talk about, in the last few moments we have together, let's talk about your show. Every week, Track Smack with Don Murphy. You are, it's unbelievable how connected you are with the people on the inside of NASCAR and some of the guests you get. But tell us a little bit of what you have in store for people to go into this season during the bulk of the NASCAR season, which runs through November.
Well, what I like to do is, you know, in our show, the thing about Track Smack, I'm starting my 13th season with Track Smack, my 13th year doing it. And over 13 years, I mean, of course, NASCAR itself and the Sprint Cup Series is your bread and butter. I mean, that's the big one, so most people want to talk about it. But when it comes to NASCAR, I cover all three series. So we talk the Sprint Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Camping World Truck Series. Out of the three, my favorite is the Camping World Truck Series. You will hear on my show, I will have Camping World Truck Series drivers on as much as I can, because to me, those are the up-and-coming guys. Those are the guys fighting to make a name for themselves, and those are the guys you want to hear from. Those are the guys that... they're on the cusp, and they have a story to tell. And to me, it's great. Not to say that, you know, cup drivers don't have a story to tell, but for the most part, everyone has heard their story, and you hear it every week, and it's the same story. So you have to, when you have a cup driver on, you got to dig. You got to find, you know, you got to be in their Twitter page or their Instagram or somewhere finding personal things that, you know, where you can get them out of the robotic mode of talking about their car, talking about their sponsor, talking about the things that you've heard for the last 10 plus years of the, you know, of them being in the Cup Series. And so for me, I like the newness. I like the young, the young guys that are hungry and trying to make a name for themselves. And that's fun. We also cover the IndyCar Series, which for me is, you know, I mean, I'm a big geek when it comes to that too. And I love those guys. And so anytime that we can have the IndyCar Series drivers on, we have them on as well. So, you know, you just never know with us. We're different, I think, from the standpoint that we have always had the philosophy that we are a fan show. I am the biggest race fan, and you've hung out with me at football games and stuff. I'm just a sports fan in general. So, you know, I'm cussing and you know, carrying up and talking trash and stuff. And, you know, that's what I do. And that's how I bring my show. I basically like to consider it as a bunch of us sitting around a bar or sitting around in someone's living room drinking beers and, you know, eating fattening food and talking about, you know, burping and having our hands in our pants, you know, whatever, you know.
And I will have to say, you're not above a movie review or a beer review or talking about something in pop culture. You go down that road from time to time too, which I absolutely love. And you know, I think that that's you know, everything in sports now is entertainment. It really is. And you know, you've got websites like TMZ Sports now, where they cover them just like they cover actors and things like that. Because at the end of the day, it's all about competition for that entertainment, that disposable income that people want to spend their money on. And I know NASCAR is constantly trying to make the races more entertaining, more exciting, and more enjoyable. And I, of course, you know, being a novice, I don't know all of the tricks and changes and modifications they've done with the vehicles, but I can tell you, NASCAR to me seems like it's on a, on a resurgence, if that's a word. And you,
it is now.
Yeah, and you have the you've got your hand on the pulse of what's going on there. So I look forward to hearing a whole new season of Track Smack with Dawn Murphy, and I also love the feature you're doing this year called the Smack Cast, which are well, why don't you tell us about the Smack Cast real quick?
Well, we've been, you know, kind of through your help, I should say, we have been kind of changing the show. Track Smack, of course, you know, evolved from a radio show. We used to do it on the radio weekly, a Saturday show. It was a 2-hour show. And so, you know, being that these are downloadable podcasts, trying to get it more in a podcast format, it's really hard to do a 2-hour show. Now, I'm telling you, I have spoil moments, and as you can tell in this interview where we decided we were going to try to go 12 to 15 minutes, and we're probably already at 18 or 19, I like to talk. And so it's really hard for me to you know, get things into small little nuggets. But I'm trying really hard. So what I like to consider my podcast is we will do weekly shows, a Track Smack show. That'll go a little longer. But I like to take different segments, or I might just do an interview during the week with someone, and I'm just going to throw that up real quick. So you don't have to wait till Thursday or Friday when the whole Track Smack show comes out. We'll go ahead and just give you a little taste, just a little separate interview, or I might have a thought or something. And so I'm just going to throw out just little random, you know, anywhere from 15 minutes to 40 minutes or so, just a little morsel, just a little taste of something, just to keep you interested. And
just to keep everybody on the edge of their seat. I hear you. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, why not? So.
Absolutely.
It's your way of trying to get me to shut up and go smaller segments.
I would never. Hey, but before we go, how can people follow you on social media if they want to find out what you're doing, if they want to subscribe to your podcast or your Twitter page or your website? Where can we find Dawn Murphy and Track Smack with Dawn Murphy?
All right. Well, it's all pretty easy. The TrackSmackRadio.com is the website, and it's in progress, too, so be patient because we are adding things daily to it to make it more user-friendly and again, to grow our do we call it the brand, I guess? I don't know. To grow it. The easiest way to find me is I'm on Twitter at TrackSmackDawn, and Facebook, you can, two ways. We have a TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy fan page, or you can just look me up, which is, it's under Dawn Bartlett Murphy, and my page is a public page. I have nothing to hide. What you see is what you get, and that should come with a warning as well. So, I have everything from bacon posts to I will smother you with grandbaby pictures or my overly bitchy opinion on things, but, you know, deal with it. and then, of course, the podcast, John, you mentioned all of the ways that, you know, you guys can connect through Stitcher and TuneIn and iTunes and Podomatic and who else am I missing on there?
SoundCloud and Audio Boom is now available in Europe and Australia, so you've gone global, Dawn Murphy.
What? Which, by the way, my little Aussie friends and European friends, my fiance is from South Africa, lives in South Africa, and John, we've got to find a way, too, because, I mean, even if it's just the 15 people that are in my family, I now have a demand in South Africa, so we need to get this figure this out for my friends in South Africa as well. But you can also find us on iHeartRadio, too. We are under the Race Day Nation banner, I guess, with our good friend Rob D'Amico, who has been a long time contributor with Fox Sports and NASCAR on Fox and others. So he invited us as well to be a part of their Race Day Nation banner. So Track Smack is on the iHeartRadio app as well. So, you know, John, just like Tailgate Radio, we're taking over the world one little piece of real estate at a time. So
Well, we're excited to have you as a partner and a friend, and anytime we can help you out and you can help us out, we love the relationship, and we look forward to an exciting season of Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. And you can catch it everywhere, all over the globe and all those platforms. And Dawn, we wish you a great season. We know it's going to be a fun season, and we look forward to catching up with you maybe in the infield somewhere this season.
Oh, absolutely. And John, real quick, I'm mean, because this is your tailgate radio show, so food is a big part of it. I can't wait, and you know, I'm totally teasing here. Maybe I'll talk with a more sultry voice. Yeah, right. I can't wait to come on and be able to tell your listeners about mine and your little venture when it comes to, you know, how do we even want to tease this? You know, when it comes to one of the most delicious and delectable food components ever to be created in mankind. That none of that made any sense at all. I was just trying to come up with.
No, it did, and we are going to be teasing that in a couple of weeks. But yes, all I can tell you is Dawn and I are teaming up, and we're going to hit the road, and we are going to we're going on safari. I'll just leave it at that for right now, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. And I really can't wait to get started with that project, because that's going to be not only a blast, but it's going to be delicious as well.
I've got my camo and sword ready.
Dawn Murphy, thank you so much for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio, and we will be back with more right after this. Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you, sir.
It's on again. Q on the weekend, and I can't wait to turn up with family and friends.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today, with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. Or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank our very special guest, Dawn Murphy. You can listen to her show, Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. She really is one of the most knowledgeable NASCAR and motorsports reporters out there. She's got a great show. You can catch it at all the same places you can catch our show. We're part of the same family. You can catch her at iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, SoundCloud, Audio Boom, and of course on our website at tracksmackradio.com. You can find us at all those same places. And, of course, at our website at tailgateradio.com. Don't forget our Twitter account. We would love for you to go over and participate in our very active, almost 50,000-strong community of tailgaters over at tailgateradio.com. And if you like the show, we certainly would appreciate a 5-star review over at iTunes. That helps us. It helps with our sponsorship. It helps with just the overall feeling that we're giving you guys what you want in the form of content. And if we're not, reach out to us. Send us an email over at contact@gamedaymediainc.com. That's contact@gamedaymediainc.com. You can also contact me directly at tailgateradio@gmail.com. And, of course, you can tweet us directly, DM us, become our follower, and then you can contact me. I'll follow you back, and we can have those conversations through our network there. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and the Game Day Media Network, we certainly do appreciate all of your support. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. Adios, amigos.